You guys, today has been a fire drill.
Yes.
I feel like ever since I got here, I've had like one meeting after another.
Yeah.
It's been so busy.
Yeah.
We're getting ready for Halloween. We had a meeting with our podcast director.
Yes, very exciting.
Would you call him a podcast director?
Maybe producer.
Producer, that sounds much better.
I feel like he would technically be a producer. Yeah. Not about the content, just the technical part of things.
Yeah. Then we talked about we're revamping some things on our website. Mm-hmm. So we had like a website meeting. What else did we talk about today?
We had an ad meeting.
We're revamping our ads. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's been busy.
Yeah.
It's been a very productive day though.
Yeah.
And now we're finally fitting in a podcast because Carolyn has to leave in literally 30 minutes.
Yes. Our goal is to make a 30-minute podcast and we have exactly 30 minutes before I have to go. So we had no time to prep. This is going to be spontaneous, our genuine just thoughts about, we have a few topics, I think.
Yeah.
So what do you guys want to talk about?
Well, as a quick intro, we have me, Alicia, on the podcast today, obviously Sherry, and then we have Carolyn back on the podcast.
Yes, I was on the first one, and then I haven't had any more practice, so yeah. This is my second go at this.
Yes.
Trying to get everybody on the mic so we all feel more confident.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty good. How do you guys feel?
I love it. Yeah, no, I feel good.
That's good. So what do you guys want to talk about? Should we talk about what we were going to talk about before and you guys wouldn't let me?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about, because I know it's about Love is Blind, right?
Yeah, that's what
I was
going to say. I
don't know anything about it. So you go ahead.
Okay. So John and I, the other day, we were looking for a new show. We tried like 4 shows and we like hated the episode 1 of all of them. So we kept like going through shows and I'm like, well, I'm kind of in the mood to watch a dating show, something easy. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like dating shows are easy to watch because if you grab your phone during a dating show, you won't like miss anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can easily catch up. So true. I'm like, let's try Love is Blind. We haven't watched one of those series for a really long time. And so we watched episode 1 and 2 last night. And I loved it.
Really?
I thought it was really fun. I'm like super into it right now. I thought like, I love the psychology of the show. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of people finding love. And, you know, you've seen it before, right?
No, I haven't.
You've never seen it?
No, I've only seen The Bachelor. Gosh. That's the only like dating show that I've watched.
Okay, this is going to be a work assignment for you. You are going to be required to watch Love is Blind.
I don't have Netflix though.
Oh, how are we going to get it to you then?
You have to pay for her Netflix.
Even my parents don't have Netflix, so I can't even like mooch off them.
Okay. Well,
so I have no one to mooch off for Netflix.
Will my Netflix account get banned if I give you my password?
Well, it doesn't work that way anymore, apparently.
It doesn't?
No, because you can't share Netflix passwords. Like you have to be on the same like Wi-Fi or something.
Okay, we're going to have to research this after the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we have to get your opinion on Love is Blind. So anyway, so John and I finished the first 2 episodes. However, Carolyn's way ahead. What episode are you on?
I think I only have 20 minutes left of episode 6.
Okay.
Which is like everything that's out so far.
Okay.
Before they, you know, release more.
When do they release more?
I don't know. I need to look it up. But yeah, I'm excited.
So I guess we can't really talk about it because you cannot spoil it for me. I'm so into it.
Because yeah, I don't remember
so
what
good.
Was on episode 1 and 2 specifically.
And then obviously I can't talk about it because then I'll spoil it for Alicia.
Tell me the premise though, because there's something about people
you don't
can't
know what
see
it's about?
Each other. They talk for a while. Wait, let me tell you what I think the premise is.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they talk to each other where they can only hear each other's voice.
Yes.
They can't really ask that much about what they look like.
Right.
And then eventually after a certain period, whether they like if they still like each other, then they meet like on their wedding day or something.
Yes.
Or is that 90 Day Fiance?
That's a good mix of what you described. But basically they decide to get engaged in the pods. They have not seen each other yet.
Oh, they're engaged inside the pods.
Well, they propose, I guess.
Okay.
Usually the man proposes and then they have a reveal where they see each other for the first time and then he usually gets down on one knee in person again.
Okay.
And usually they stick it out.
Okay.
Like, for
oh,
a little
usually
bit
they
least.
Do.
Like,
okay.
I don't know that there's really been hardly anyone who's like seen each other and instantly admitted like, I don't even want to try this. Yeah. I think they give it a little bit of a shot.
I think it's happened before though,
really?
Like when they get to the hotel.
Oh, for sure.
So,
yeah.
So once everybody's coupled up, like there's usually about 6 couples, then they go to like some exotic location like Mexico and they have like kind of like a honeymoon stage.
Okay.
Where they're in the same bedroom, which can be can get quite awkward
mm-hmm.
if they're not
with the cameras there and stuff at that point.
Can
too?
You imagine see like yes, like all that combined. And then like there's always a point then where they get to see the other couples. So some of them had been dating like the other couples that made it to this like resort.
Oh.
So that always adds a dynamic like, ooh, did someone like one of them kind of regret their decision?
Right. Oh, she's more attractive in person than what I'm with
right.
or something
that,
like that.
So there's several women and several men.
Yeah. So all the couples go together. And so they have like little activities sometimes together. And so it's interesting to see them meet their other potential, you know, connections.
When you're in the pod, you may have a connection with more than one person.
Oh.
But then you propose to the one you have the best connection with.
I thought they matched you with one right away.
No.
Okay.
And then when you're on the vacation, then all of a sudden you might see the other love interest you had in the pod and be like, oh, physically, I'm much more connected to her or him. I should have picked her or him.
Yeah.
And it's happened before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but I'm not even close to that part yet.
I haven't, I don't think they've even released the, unless it's the last 20 minutes, which I don't think it is. I don't think we're out of the pods yet.
Okay.
Anyone is.
Okay, so part of the season's in the pods.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
yes.
the rest of it is them. Okay.
Yes. And then, and then it goes on from the vacation. Then they move into an apartment together.
Mm. So it's more real
life. It follows
life.
Their real life. Right. And, you know, a lot of like shit hits the fan. Like a lot of people like start crumbling their relationships. But the whole idea is, can I fall in love with somebody based on their personality and our conversations and then see them in person? If physically they're not really my type, can I look past that because I have such a strong connection?
Yeah.
So John and I always argue about this because John believes it's not possible because he thinks there's so much physical. There's so he says, you know, in the first 7 seconds of seeing someone, whether you're physically attracted to them.
Okay, I heard this on another podcast I was listening to. It was saying that men know within the first, I don't remember if it was like seconds or minutes, but they know very quickly whether they just want to be friends, they just want to hook up with you, or they see a long-term relationship with you. And it never changes. You can never like move yourself from one category to another.
You don't think you can move yourself from a hookup to a long-term relationship?
That's what the podcast was saying, that men, how men view it.
Huh. I'm going to ask John that because I feel like you could move from a hookup girl for a man to a wife if you get to know them better.
I think it for sure depends on the man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this was like the theory that I've seen like on TikTok and a few podcasts have like talked about it.
Yeah,
so that's interesting.
Yeah, I agree though with the hookup part. Like men know within 7 seconds, do I want to hook up with her? Do I want to sleep with this girl? Do I have no interest? Because sexual chemistry is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, supposedly more for men than women. I'm sure there's exceptions with women, but I kind of believe that. What do you think, Carolyn?
Man, I don't. I definitely, I mean, I think in general, like physical attraction is a huge, significant part of like a romantic relationship. But I don't know if I agree. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a man. So I don't know how men
would
think.
Would you? Okay. So would, if you were single.
Yeah.
Would you date in the pods?
Like, would I go on the show?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Would you date in that way? Whether you're on national television or
not?
Oh,
I would be open to trying it.
Okay.
I think that's why I'm not like a reality TV person in general. I specifically like really like this Love Is Blind. I think because I like love like in-depth conversations and getting to know people, and I think I like, I don't know, really appreciate that. So I could see myself, I don't know, I could try
that.
It
would that would like appeal to
yes,
you
it would
single.
Appeal to me.
So my feeling about myself is if I was single and obviously much younger, I think I would be able to date on the pod, but my gut feeling is when I met the person in person, I'd be like, oh, I don't have chemistry. Physically, I'm not attracted.
Mm. Yes.
That's my feeling. I don't think it would work for me.
Yeah.
Because I would build up this idea of how somebody looks so much in my head while I'm dating them and getting to know them. And then I see them and they look completely different.
Yeah.
This is what I was talking about on Instagram this morning. So I did this Instagram story this morning where I talked about I would like as the viewer to hear these conversations but not see the two people. Because I would love to go through, because, you know, they're imagining what the other person looks like.
Right.
I would like the opportunity to do that.
to have the same experience.
To have the same experience.
Netflix. Let's right? have this so version.
Like a podcast version. And then when they're revealing each other to themselves, that's the first time I see them too.
That would be so interesting.
And be like, oh my God, I knew he looked like this.
Yes.
Or, oh, I thought he had short hair.
Right.
He has really long hair. Mm. Or I thought she was really, you know, she was like 5 foot and she's like 6 foot.
Right.
Like I would love to see if I get it right.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that be interesting? It'd be kind
of
fun.
Yeah, I saw people, like a group of friends on TikTok, and they put a blanket over their TV.
Oh.
And they all, like, had notepads, and they were watching Love is Blind together.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, oh, we should do that.
Fine. Yeah.
I'm going to do that next time. I'm going to make John do it next time I watch the show. Put a blanket on the TV.
Yes.
He'll probably tune out, though.
Yeah. That would be hard to stay engaged. But
it would be so interesting.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, Carolyn and I are married, so it's not like we're ever going to go on the pods.
Yeah.
But I would love the opportunity to envision the person without seeing them kind of like they do.
Yes.
Yeah. It just seems kind of fun.
I might be just like too optimistic. I'm like, oh yeah, I would do that. And I think for some reason I'm thinking, oh, and I would of course just like connect, like the person I connect with, like, you know, without seeing them, I'll find them attractive. Like I just think.
You think
know.
You would?
Like
you'd be optimistic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how I would feel about that. I don't know if I would do that.
You should go on.
Way too scared.
You should go on Netflix. Netflix, we have somebody. Oh my gosh.
I'd be way too scared.
We should apply. Alicia.
Yes.
You would be so good on the show.
That would be so awkward. I can't imagine, like every time I watch like The Bachelor, like or Bachelorette, like I just can't imagine being in those awkward situations. Like I would be so awkward with like a camera, like
but
watching
you don't know
these,
it's
like
there because there's no the cameras are in the room. There's no nobody
but
in the room.
That's out, true. Once you get out of the pods.
But I still know in my head that the cameras are there.
By the time you get out of the pods, though, I think you'd like you would be more comfortable.
I don't think I could make it that far. I would be too awkward. No one would fall in love with me.
I don't think so.
I was actually sometimes trying to imagine, like, okay, I'm trying to pull up the cast. I don't think this is a spoiler. Can I say something?
Do not. I'll be so mad at you if you spoil it.
Okay. Can I? I'm just going to show you a picture.
Okay.
You know,
I'm scared to look.
Oh, my God. It's a picture of one of the cast members. Like,
okay.
You know David, right?
Yeah. He's like a main character.
Yes.
Yes, I know David. Yes.
Did he already say his opening line to all the women? Did you see that part?
I don't know what you mean by opening line.
Like, he has a line that could be very controversial. Mm. Like, most women would probably.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice that.
I bet he said something about weight. That's the question that I
asked. Oh, did he say something about weight? I don't
know.
No,
not weight. Okay. Age. It was an age-related thing.
Oh, I don't remember. Did he say that?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know
that.
Can
you not ask those questions at the beginning?
Well,
in the pods?
No, I think you can ask how old you are.
Okay.
Like how, or how old they are.
Okay.
And I think this is in like every preview of the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
He said like.
You can tell me.
Okay. Yeah. He said.
Don't tell me who he said it to though.
Okay. I think he said to everyone.
Oh, okay.
He said. Oh, you're over 30. You must be unattractive. Was like his opening line. And I can tell you for sure. Like other girls, I'm like, ugh. And I know they're doing, you know, they're on camera. But
right.
If a guy said that to me in the pods, I just would literally want to just walk out.
I feel like I was at my peak attractiveness around 32.
And I'm like, yeah, like what? Oh.
I was better looking in my 30s than my 20s.
Like there's so much wrong
40s
with
just
that
went to
statement.
Shit. Well, look, I think that I didn't even, I do remember that now.
Yeah.
I only remember him saying it once, though, to one girl. I think she laughed it off, right?
I think she joked, like, should I just walk out right now?
Right.
But I just think it'd be hard to, like, continue the, like, and that's, like, you're there to, like, still talk to them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, after that, he would be an immediate no.
Okay.
And I would just be like, yeah, I don't think I'd be interested in even
so
laughing
I don't
it
think
off.
It would, that would be a no for me.
Really?
I think I say really kind of, like, just.
Yeah.
I speak really inappropriately at times too.
so
I think I could
match.
I think I could handle that.
What is he, was he just saying it to be like funny? Maybe was it
for
like
for sure he was saying it to be funny, but I don't want to give away too much. I don't think it's out of character. I think also I think when people say jokes, there is a hint of at least truth to it.
How old
like,
is he?
I think like 35.
He's 35?
He's 35.
Okay. Well, all I know
33.
Is...
He's 33.
Okay.
I feel like some of the most attractive women are in their 30s in real life.
Oh, for sure. And I just think if I'm getting... pursuing potentially marriage.
Yeah.
I want a man who, like, will value me as I age and isn't, like, immediately has this idea that women, like, become, like... I don't know. There's just so many good men that, like, wouldn't think... Like, I just don't even think it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's funny either, actually.
Yeah.
But I don't think it didn't hit me as hard as you.
Sure. No, it hit me hard. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm just like very, and I don't want to say sensitive in every way, but like just things like that. I just would feel so uncomfortable even trying to pursue a dating relationship with someone who views like women like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially so if that's like kind of the first thing that you're like thinking of to say.
Yeah.
Well, look, between you and me, I don't think that particular individual should be in a relationship, period.
Right. I could say a lot. I don't want to give spoilers.
There was more red flags I saw than that
for
one.
For sure.
But
yes.
We'll have to get Alicia caught. One thing I thought about Alicia is you can watch it on my phone. I have Netflix on my phone.
Mm, okay.
So you can just watch it at work.
Yes.
Because you have nothing else to do.
Your work assignment.
Oh, that's what we could do. We could put it on at work. Oh,
yeah. That would be fun. Good.
Yeah.
We could watch Love is Blind while we work.
That's a good idea.
I was actually thinking.
That would be really fun.
Yeah. Now that we're podcasters, you know, that's what podcasters, it is like an assignment. And like we might have to start taking notes and like,
yeah.
You know, this is all very impromptu. We didn't take notes ahead of time, but.
Do we have Netflix on this TV right here?
I think we might.
Okay. If we don't, we'll get it tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Let's figure out how to do that. Cause we used to have like the news
up
on
TV.
That'll be really
fun. So that way we can live podcast our opinions on the episodes of Love is Blind.
That's a good idea. I love that.
Okay. That's the new thing.
Love that.
This is going to be fun.
Love is Blind in the Spearmint Love headquarters.
I'm really excited to see what Alicia thinks of it.
Yeah.
Because Alicia is the single one. So it'll be good to get your perspective.
Yeah.
And if you date any of them or all of them or none of them.
Have you guys ever gone on a blind date?
I don't think so.
No.
Really?
No.
I haven't either, so.
I don't think I ever, I didn't date very much. I went out a lot. I never dated that much. Did you date very much before you were married?
No, I didn't. I got married like right out of college.
That's true.
You
were a baby.
Yeah. Boyfriend. So I don't have any really dating experience. Yeah.
I felt like there was enough guys around that I didn't need a blind date. There was plenty. I don't know what the purpose of the blind date is. I guess if you're getting set up by a friend, maybe.
Yeah.
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 Maybe that's the problem. I never really had a lot of friends. So I had no one to set me up on a blind date.
Right.
I wonder if like the people that go on the show are the type of people to like going on blind dates.
Maybe.
So maybe there's something about the show that like appeals to them specifically, or if like their friends apply them, or like I wonder what the dynamic there.
A lot of the people on the show have mentioned that they date the wrong kind of people and they're attracted to a particular look, which tends to make them date the wrong kind of people. Oh. So they're trying to form that kind of emotional connection and not be so focused on outward appearance, more the inside, which I think is cool.
Yeah. I think that is like a big problem and with some people that date around a lot and don't get very far is because they just like, I don't know, have an imbalance of like the physical and emotional connection part of the relationship.
Yeah.
But that's interesting though.
Yeah. I think you'll find the show really interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's like a big psychology experiment in my opinion.
Yeah.
Which is why I like it.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll for sure have to watch it then.
All right, so this is our assignment for tomorrow. We're going to get Netflix installed up on this TV up here.
Yes.
And we're going to have the group watch Love is Blind.
Yes.
We're going to have to carve out a part, because it's a long show. It's like 45 minutes, isn't it, per episode?
I think an hour.
An hour?
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes an hour plus.
Yeah, okay. And you kind of have to pay attention. Because there's like, I don't know, they have manners. It's not like you can just look away.
Because, they're clipping to like different couples every few minutes. So you need to know who's...
Okay.
Who's with who? Who's in a love triangle?
Right.
But I think you'll really enjoy it.
Okay.
All right. Do we have time to talk about anything else?
Yeah, we do have some more time.
All right. What else do you want to talk about? What else is new?
Well, I want to ask Carolyn, and I don't know if you remember this, but one time Carolyn's like a writer and like a really good writer. Mm-hmm. So she's written some blogs on like our website and stuff. And one of them is called Why I Want to Eat My Baby.
Let's get into it.
I just want Carolyn to explain this.
Okay, I did have to go back and screenshot this because this was a few years ago. So I was like, oh, why do we want to do that? But I actually, you know that when you want to just like pinch a baby's cheeks or just like literally just they're so cute. You want to like literally, and not literally eat them, but you know.
Yeah.
It's actually a scientific thing. It's cute aggression. And it's a tempering mechanism that allows us to function and actually take care of something we might first perceive as overwhelmingly cute.
Wow.
So it's like a survival. Like if you just get too distracted by how cute they are, you can't like, you know, hunt and gather and whatever. So and take care of them. So yeah,
that's crazy.
I know. Do you guys get that way about baby? I know not everyone's like a baby person. You know, like
I don't think I'm a baby person. Shocking.
Shocking.
That's a crazy thing to say.
That should be the title.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I think people think, some people envision me being around babies all day because I work at a baby company.
Right. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I don't think I've held a baby for a decade. Like, I'm not around babies at all.
Yeah, that's what people say when I tell them, like, where I work. They're like, oh, my gosh, you must see the cutest babies. I'm like, yeah, they're pictures.
Yeah, pictures. Yeah, but there's no babies that come in and out of here.
Yeah.
And they're never happen. I want to change that. I'm such a baby person. I would love if we got some babies in here.
Like, yeah, but I do, like, understand the like, point of the scientific, like, research behind that. Because, yeah, sometimes, especially when it's, like, a family member, I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're just so, so cute. Like, overwhelmingly cute.
I remember when my kids were little, you cannot wait to put them down for a nap so you get a break. And then they're asleep and you can't pull yourself away. Mm-hmm. You just want to stare at them. And then the hour's up and they're waking up and you're like, shoot, I got nothing done because I just stared at the baby because they were so cute.
Yeah.
So that, I think, kind of goes along with the same thing as you're saying.
Yeah.
Right? And I remember having that feeling for sure when they were little.
Well, I have a social media trend that I want to bring up and I don't know if you guys have seen this. It's just such an interesting phenomenon to me, the way people are utilizing their environment to make money online. Mm-hmm. So have you guys seen the messy, I'm just calling it this, messy house creators?
No,
I don't think so.
So essentially they will film, they'll walk around their house or like show like a room, their kitchen, and it is just a disaster. Like, not just like unorganized, like dirty, messy, really, really bad. I mean, it's shocking. It's for shock value.
Right.
And so they'll film themselves just showing it. And then they'll film themselves, you know, slowly, like time lapse cleaning it up. And then they'll sometimes have like followers sending them like Amazon, like cleaning supplies to like help them. Cause usually I think the people who are making this are, you know, in a position where they could use help in different ways. And so I just think it kind of has become controversial though, because there's a point where it's like, this is actually so concerning. You have children and like this house is like beyond just like, oh, you need a cleaning person.
It's like mold, borderline mold.
But they're
mold.
Making money because, you know, views and engagement. So it's like,
is it lives or like TikToks or reels?
Well, they might do lives, but it's most, I would say this is mostly on TikTok.
I don't get it. Who is sending the cleaning supplies?
Like followers.
And they're just like, they're shipping it to your address?
Yeah. Like they'll make like an Amazon wish list.
That's so weird.
Oh, and so I think people will buy from
people
their
feel
wish
compelled
list.
To help. And some of these people, it is like sometimes an engaging story though. Like, you know, I mean, yeah, like it could be like a single mom or.
Right.
Oh.
But then there's, you know, times where it's like, is this kind of like manipulative, like harmful that you're maybe intentionally having these living conditions so you can keep making money off of it.
Oh my gosh.
But if it wasn't intentional, the good thing is they're actually cleaning it up.
For sure. That's right? why I think they get followers who are sometimes trying to be like actually like encouraging, helpful, being like, you got this, like sending you a mop today or, you know, like this like disinfectant spray.
Also just as a regular like piece of entertainment, that's satisfying to watch.
Right, because there's a set of cleaning, you know, videos. Yeah. Or like there's clean talk where it's like cleaning hacks. That's different. That's helpful and interesting too. But this is like,
on another level.
There was a video of, I think, a mom and her child, and she's like, asks her daughter to push out everything under the bed. I mean, it was a ton of trash and garbage and
gross.
It's so I don't know. It's just such an interesting way to get views, make money online.
I think that, I don't know, the way I think about social media is, if you're making money online, most of it's staged. I don't think anything's real.
It at least had to have start real though.
That's okay. The thing.
They didn't figure that
out. You're gonna have to show us.
I will.
You think
I know.
Is real.
I don't know if I can show it right now, but I feel like it would be very hard to stage some of these.
That's
because it looks
disturbing.
You know what I mean? Like worn. Like it looks like it has aged. Like it's not just like you took an average house and like let's just like clutter it up and throw some garbage. Like it's like the way the carpet is.
I'm surprised you can watch these. Because aren't you kind of a germphobe?
Yes.
So how do you watch these then?
I think the same reason a lot of people do. It's like a mix of like shock, horror, and like a little bit of satisfaction that like, oh, they're cleaning it up a little bit.
It's like watching the show Hoarders.
Right.
Look, if it is all real, this is a great thing for them because it's forcing them to clean up.
Mm-hmm. It is. But then do you think it perpetuates, do you think it almost then decentivizes them from keeping it clean because then they lose the content?
That's true.
You know?
If it's that gross, the way you're describing it's kind of a lost cause. So, yeah. I mean, that's pretty bad.
That's crazy. Dang, I have not seen this.
Okay, you guys got to look it up.
Yeah.
I need to see this.
And then there's now creators that are posting, like, this is what a normal messy house looks like. Kind of like
a normal messy house.
Right. Like this is like what, like, because I think some people are upset that those people are gaining a platform and followers for something that could be viewed as like a toxic situation.
Do the people who are getting an audience for that, do they have like other like content or is it just about messy house?
I think it's just that.
Wow. So people follow people just for messy house content?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Is that all you're going to post? Like you're guaranteeing that you are going to continue to dirty your house to
That's a crazy level. The amount you can dirty your house over and over again to create an audience just for dirty houses.
That's not fun to live amongst trash.
I do think that some of the people who post this though, at least some of them claim that they did not even realize how shocking it would be to viewers. Like they're like, oh, like a messy, like I think they think they're in the same lane as like the average, like stay at home mom who's like, oh, I'm like help clean up with me. And they try to do the trend. And then it's like, people are like, whoa, like, can I buy you some cleaning supplies? Are you okay? Like, and then some of them have posted like follow up. Like I had no idea. Like, how bad it was, and you guys are bringing this to my attention, and I feel like inspired now, like for the sake of my family, like whoa, this is like the slap in the face I needed.
Interesting.
I don't know. So it's like this
whole
Yeah.
So people are just like raised in like kind of a different mindset of how clean your house should be, how clean they like consistently keep it.
And I'm imagining really bad.
It is
like are there bugs?
I'm sure.
Oh,
I'm sure there are.
Okay.
And I think some of the people are obviously probably struggling in a lot of ways in life. It's not just necessarily like the average person who's like, oh, you know, I'm going to like leave trash on the ground for years and, you know, clean it up for TikTok.
John and I, the house before the last house, it was bad. You guys were there, right? It was bad.
Yeah, I saw it once we started putting like some boxes in there. So
yeah,
I saw cockroaches.
I could have been had a messy house TikTok.
Yeah.
Right? I could have done it.
Oh my gosh, we should have used that house for content.
Well, and then we did clean it up and it was like, we remodeled the whole thing.
Beautiful.
Sold the house.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I could have been one of those. So, and our thing really was, well, we're storing stuff here. We're not spending any money cleaning it. We're just working like 15 hours a day and sleeping here.
Right.
So that was our justification. But I'm sure people like John's mom came to visit and she cried.
Oh. Yeah.
So, yeah. So maybe maybe I don't even realize I was living like that.
Maybe
for a while.
I actually don't think I ever saw it in person.
It was pretty bad.
But I don't know. After we record this, I will show you guys an example and you can let me know.
Okay.
I don't think yours is as bad as what I'm talking about, but
you'd be surprised. I have pictures. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Show
we'll compare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. Thank you for sharing with us. and thank you for listening. Leave us a review. Leave us a comment.
Tell us about your messy house.
Yes, tell us about your messy house.
Yes. All right, bye.